Shadefell Hunters. This is Hiroto Shai with another episode of Stoshi Treasure Hunters. And this is a special edition hunt news for today, August 21st. So, last episode, besides the Clue Day video, which should drop before this, in which two keys are released, which is the ladder key and the Q&A key. And if you go to that Happy Clue Day video, either here or at the end of this video, you get the solution for the Q&A key, because I'm very proud of myself for finding it out. Maybe it was super easy for other people, but it was an ordeal for me. It is also linked in the show notes under the public keys disclosure, which I saw this key, so I decided to publicly disclose it. Okay. So, it's been 6 days since the last clue drop. And I guess we can kind of get some reasons for why that is, and we'll get into that. Mostly just the announcement, and then for the second hunt, the second hunt that I will discuss, I will do a separate video to go in detail about the details of that particular hunt, simply because it's not fair to any new people coming in for that or just coming specifically about Tezos, but also just... there's a lot of hunt news that has happened. I think it's very important as a community to be aware of. So let's get into the news about the second hunt. Then we'll talk about the knuffle with the pair key. And then we'll talk about a private clan that decided not to play a game. That is the second clan that has done that, that has publicly announced that they are not playing the game and for the reasons why. And it's the same reason. Quick clue update. The Earth Key, still available. No public announcement for that solution. The Street Key, expired, but no public announcement on who was awarded that key. The Pair Key, which we will go in detail, has expired and has been awarded to the Toshi Cipher Group. And we'll talk about that controversy. The Checkerboard Key, still available, but actually has been solved by somebody. And we'll talk about who solved that. Let's see. The United Key, nobody has stated that they have solved that key. It's still available. The world key available, and people have solved it. The tone key available has been solved. The ladder key available. As a recording of this episode, nobody has announced any solutions for that. And the QA key, I solved it on my own. You can find the key publicly down below in the notes, as well as here at the end of the video and the beginning about the Happy Clue Day. With step-by-step how I made that solution, and it's still available for people to solve. What we're here to talk about is just a quick announcement about this bottom header here called the Tazel Hunt. Has key coming soon, release unknown, status unknown, clues unknown. And so on Twitter, about 9:30 a.m., I'm thinking because of my settings are Pacific Standard Time, so that was when it was announced. The Tezo Foundation is excited to announce its partnership with Satoshi's Treasure and the launch of the Tezo Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. So, Tezo Foundation, Satoshi Treasure, team up. If you go to this link, Satoshi's Treasure / Tezos, this is the announcement. And it's called the Tezo Hunt. Announcement. Satoshi's Treasure launched a global hunt for $1 million of Bitcoin in April 2019. Hunters solve difficult puzzles and physical challenges to receive keys, and whichever team can assemble 400 of them first will win the Bitcoin pot, which is a value of $1 million USD as the game initially started. The hunt is currently underway, and thousands of teams have been formed to go for the prize. We're extremely excited to announce our second hunt in partnership with the Tezo Foundation to create a massive multiplayer game of the skill where people can solve difficult puzzles and technical problems for the benefit of the Tezo and broader cryptocurrency community. To receive Tezo tokens, or TEZ, which is XTZ TEZ, for a prize pool of 1 million XTZ. So it's separate. There's They have tokens that are being given away for the game, and you're going to earn 1 million XCZ. And I will go into details about the Tezos Hunt, like what Tezos is, the community, the foundation, the history of Tezos, and what has been revealed about the hunt so far. Tezos Hunt is very different from the Bitcoin Hunt in that it's built on top of a set of smart contracts, which means that the clever hunters can be more intimately rewarded for using their problem-solving skills to beat puzzles. We're very much looking forward to seeing how this changes the dynamics of the game in terms of teams, clans, individuals, and strategies used to win. Our favorite thing about Satoshi's Treasure is the amount of software that gets written by hunters to facilitate finding and storing keys and clues that will, in the end, benefit the Tezos ecosystem. We expect that a great deal of new tools will be created to facilitate interacting with the hunt contracts, store, and potentially even sell reward tokens, and parse through the plethora of new clues to the Tezos Hunt. Tezos formally verified smart contracts are a huge boom to anyone designing a high-stakes contract like this one, and we're grateful for the assistance of developers from the Tezos community to create the SD contracts. In order to make sure that they are as robust and secure as possible, we're waiting to launch the main hunt until an audit has been completed, which is smart. Smart contracts have been a huge problem with the DAO, dApps, and Ethereum side of things for a while now. However, clans and individuals who are anxious to get started winning Tezzies can play in the Tezos Mini Hunt, which has a prize of 5,000 XTZ. Last I looked, it was like $1.10, so it's around 5,000 and some change, dollars USD, will begin on September 10th. For more information on that, we suggest you follow our official Twitter account, Toshi's Treasure, watch our website, and most of all, keep an eye on transmissions from a satellite that may be zooming overhead, so the Blockstream satellite. Best of luck to all new and existing hunters on this new Tezos hunt and on the mini hunt as well, Team ST. And then it breaks down some FAQs, and I will go over that because I think it's important to go over some terms like what are smart contracts are, what are Tezos and tokens when talking and breaking down this particular new hunt. And also because there could be members from the Tezos community that don't know what Satoshi's Treasure Hunt is and are just new to all this. There's a link here where you can go to my EL5 explainer about the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt, as well as here where you can have my 50 keys where I kind of reiterate and break down a little bit more about the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. And when I do the Tezos Hunt video, which I'm going to do tomorrow, I will go in-depth about the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt, how it potentially can have, similar activities on the Tezos Hunt, and just break down the different terms from anyone who might have been part of the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt that don't know what smart contracts are, what NFTs are, tokens, just all the different terms and the dynamics that makes this particular hunt different from Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. So that was the announcement. That was the big announcement that happened today. Again, it was 6 days since the last coup drop from Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. This could be one of the reasons for that particular delay. Again, one of the gripes, and we'll get into a little bit more in depth when I talk about the clan that publicly announced that they are no longer playing the game. This game's supposed to take a year, and it's the clue releases are not quite, on fire, even though we had two today. If there's two tomorrow, two, five, six, I have said, drop 10. And if it's that nature, if we're supposed to be finishing this hunt in a year's time, if some of these keys are not going to be solved by everybody, whereas potentially not even with the first four key releases, combining that together and you're going to get that Bitcoin prize. It could be 1 through 600, 1 through 500, 1 through 405, any combination thereof. So there's that, and the fact that there's a bit of issues with the Satoshi Treasure Hunt, and now they're also doing a second hunt. So, yeah. Let's talk about the Knuffle with the Parakeet. I did participate in the Parakeet. This is my pair. Oh, wait. Nope. Ah, Here we are. So this is my pair. I paired with Giuseppe, and he did that in Charita Roma. We were gonna win, but it was just for fun, and I went to this location, Joshua Tree, and did the same sign, and this is our pair. And we posted our stuff August 12th. I think that's important. So here we go. So the pair key was released. It was well done. August 20th, there was a clarification. I stated that nobody had been declared the winner, but so she tried to cipher treasure went up and stated that there was a winner. So the pair key was released. Well done. To clarify, the pair key will be expired at 0 GMT on August 16th. Sorry for the confusion. So far, the winner is Mosque Cathedral of Cobra, Cobra, Spain, Hamilton Airport, Hamilton, New Zealand, 20,014 kilometers. And this is where things get really kind of heated. So there was a change when I talked about the weekly update. There was a change of dates. And we can go back to my previous video when I first did, like, the clue day, what that date was. And you can see that here.
Union Square, Times Square, and the distance between the two using Google Earth to measure. On August 15th, 2019, at midnight GMT, the pair with the maximum distance between them will receive a unique key that should be jealously guarded from all their pairs, clans, and hunters. So good luck.
Initially, August 15th, midnight GMT time, 000 GMT time. And then it changed to midnight GMT on August 16th. That's a completely different day. And this is the problem. The problem is they gave an extra day to this key when they released it. And so let's kind of go through this Twitter thread. So there's some language. We're all adults for the most part. So Murdoch X, he's like, fuck this cheating ass game. There was not confusion. One team won. Then the rules change. Absolute garbage. And hope you get sued for your rigged game. And he goes, any hashtag lawyers out there want to take a look at this contest? Maxim and three. LO, we emailed them for clarification on the official deadline 2 days prior to the submission date. No response from Q at Satoshi XYZ even to this day. Hacking myself. I wrote to them before this deadline too. Eventually they responded, but not until after the original deadline was over. Pretty shady. And then Satoshi Treasure responded. Hey guys, we appreciate you playing, and I'm sorry if the clue was confusing. To be honest, the pair key was just meant to be a fun one. I don't think there was any kind of confusion. And this is an additional reply. We will use 11 p.m. deadline going forward to avoid confusion and try to reply to feedback faster. As you can imagine, we get a ton of requests and can't get it to all of them in time. Okay. One, there wasn't any confusion on the time. GMT, I thought it was just like London. When it hits London, August 15th, midnight, boom. Even that, it's August 15th. That's the day your homework is due. Not August 16th, August 15th. Because if it goes August 14th, that clock hits midnight, Cinderella loses all her stuff. August 15th, completely different date. Versus August 16th, 000, that's a completely 24-hour period. It's a completely different day. It's, you know, it goes from 15 to 16, 14 to 15. It's completely different. And there's no mix-up about 11:59 midnight or midnight to 00, you know, the 24-hour clock. That's not really that much of a confusion for people. 24 hours is using as a time indicator has been around for decades. Midnight's been around for decades. Those concepts have been around for decades. What could have been confusion is because GMT is not really used anymore. UTC is used. Even says on their site that GMT is not, you know, something that's not really, it's not used. They could have stuck to Eastern Standard Time. They could have stuck to Pacific Standard Time. They could have stuck to one time zone, one location when the clock is midnight. Like I said, Hong Kong time on that date. That's it. The people know. So they're saying they're using 11 p.m. deadline, so there's no confusion. I think it's a cop-out personally. I can understand why people are pissed and mad, even though I am part of the Toshi Cypher group and we benefited from this mistake. I think it's completely wrong. I just honestly, truly believe it's wrong. And we get a ton of requests and can't get to them all in time. Again, I've been saying this. You need a dedicated social media staff. You just do. Everybody has it. You start this game, you're going to get emails, you're going to get Twitter replies, comments, inquiries. You're going to have somebody on staff. If you're going to have somebody just solely on Twitter, they're solely on Twitter. Somebody just solely on emails. Everyone in on the same inbox, you know, what can I say, what I can't say, on the same page, and answering that stuff. That's just basically one-on-one now in the 21st century. So here's, you know, Marcus Pirano. I seriously doubt you get a ton of requests considering the dwindling player base. I defend you guys plenty of times, but it seems more and more likely you lost all interest in running a fair, engaging puzzle hunt. Hashtag Satoshi Treasure is looking like a scam and a waste of time. Evers8, how many times have we had to put money into this, which is a big issue, I've talked about it before. Has anyone seen proof that the money from the charity keys actually went to a legit charity? It went through Binance, so that's on Binance's end. It didn't really go for the Cypher group. Where did the digital egg money go? So the Lopon key, to order to decipher it, you had to either use Amazon Pay, which went down, PayPal, Bitcoin, or credit cards on this site to purchase an egg. That was only available for a very brief window of time. And then the QR code was attached to the egg. You had to figure out the QR code and win. And people were very upset because they weren't able to purchase. They weren't able to purchase through their usage. It was global, so you have to have a very global payment system. All the different payment providers or whatever, it has to work like this. And people didn't expect to be putting money into this game, period. You know, the fact they put time, maybe going to geolocations as money on their own, but time and effort, not so much for money. And initially when that tweeted out, they said that the money from the prize was going to go to whoever the first winner is, but who knows. I feel like there needs to be evidence of an actual wallet if you want more players to stay/join. And then hack and sell it myself. Remember when both of you guys were promised business cards and the hunt never sent them to you? I was sent one, but it was lost in the mail and the promised placement was never sent. So something was sent, but something happened with the mail. That happens. How do y'all know the cards were sent? Was there a tracking number provided to you, or did they simply claim it was mailed? I finally highly suspicious both of them got lost in the mail. We're happy to resend any cards that didn't arrive. PME is probably faster. So Sophie's Treasure, there's one more reply. You know, lies by Modus X. Issue was never the time. Call it 12 midnight, 12 a.m., 00. It doesn't matter. And the part can be confused. Some people might get a little confused by the association. But August 15th and the 16th, however, is not possible to confuse. The day's date changes at 000, and that's easily verifiable. That's true. It goes from midnight, different day. And then Anna Knox, the 11 p.m. deadline. Sure, good ideas, but please always add the time zone with that. I agree the midnight deadlines are way too confusing. If you want to use midnight, take 2359 in that case, but never forget to mention the time zone, please. We are hunting from around the globe here. Again, I mentioned this too, like say Eastern Standard Time or say the location is 12359 Hong Kong, always, or 12359 Tokyo time, or 2359 Beijing, or Moscow, or London, or New York, or Kansas City. You know, pick a city, pick a time zone, and say, okay, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 11 p.m. August 15th, Kansas City. Boom, people know. Maximum 3, clearly pivoting our conversation to future clues to dismiss the fact that Toshi Cypher modified a clue after it already officially expired, which invalidates the current winner, which is true. I get it, though. Since a simple Google search for a midnight confirms his meaning, we aren't giving that much to work with regarding a counter-argument. Translation. Satoshi's tricer will respond quickly as if it becomes a PR shoe for us. 11 p.m. where? Still confusing. This is all very valid. This is all very true. And then Gopsy says, I propose the Satoshi Tricer organizer to send an honor card to each participant to the pair key. You mean like the business cards agreed to send to? This is what the Satoshi Cipher group calls the business cards or honor cards. You mean like the business cards they agreed to send to two users back in April and May, respectively, and that they were never actually sent. So these little mistakes are significant and serious issues with the game. And pair that with a Sega game being launched, I can understand why some players are very frustrated and very angry with the game makers right now. These are not like really like tiny, tiny stuff where you can say, it was a syntax thing. Like, I didn't realize that I wasn't using the full term. I always heard it this way. You know, like colloquially or regionally, and I can understand the confusion, and people can get that. But these little mistakes are adding up throughout the time that makes this game very extremely frustrating, and it seems very sloppy considering that clearly there's some time and effort put into this. But how much time and effort and consistency? I do know Eric Meltzer has proof of work, the newsletter, but I haven't seen that published since June. I know Adobe Wan is constantly tweeting and going to different conferences about different things that are happening within the cryptocurrency space. And then for them to have the Telegram channel on the site but not considered an official channel, it's just weird, strange stuff. Very amateurish, really. That. Okay, so here we go. So there was a site I talked about how it was Satoshi's treasure.xyz, but there was a misspelling and there was a clue on that you could solve. And I guess, you know, most people dismissed it, but it was kind of like if you were a hacker or something, like an invitation to figure out what's the underlying things about a site. Like a fake weird site that gets put up there, and then if you're good enough, you might have been able to join this clan. I don't know if that's the case, but it seems like that might be what it was. But this is Enigma Zero clan, which was a private clan. They only did like one tweet about a solution and then nothing else. So here we go. So Enigma Zero clan are quitting the hunt due to dwindling interest and no proof of funds. Here is our honest review of the hunt. So long and thanks for all the fishes. Love that. So the key. The first three keys, Jade, Bismuth, and Monero. Reading, 4 out of 5. Comment. This is where it all started. Physical keys placed all over the world. Cicada 3301 style, showing that the puzzle masters were global and serious. Mysterious player John Cantrell with a Neil Stephens avatar quickly solved it by brute force, getting a lot of publicity. This was an awesome start and got a lot of people excited for what was coming next. Conspiracy theory. John Cantrell was a persona created by Eric to generate hype for the hunt. That is possible, but I did see him, the guy on, I shouldn't say saw, his voice and mysteriousness on a particular YouTube crypto channel. But I will have a link in the show notes for you to look at that. The Dopon Key. Simple first stage that could be solved by numerous tools. This led to buying mysterious digital eggs on Easter Day and learning how to coordinate amidst the chaos of a clan. Overall, this was enjoyable and added to the mythology of the game, although some concerns were raised how the first proper clue was already paid to play. Again, issues. Hunted. Okay, 0 out of 5. Three people somewhere on planet Earth had to be located by their faces alone. One of them was found by Pine Eyes Facial Recognition API. The other two were never found, and the hunt organizers seemed to be suggesting that we find them by paying social media to discover them for us. See MIT Red Balloons Experiment. I was not aware of that. I do know that Eric Meltzer promised that he was going to write a blog post how people could have solved for the hunted key, but that has never appeared. In reality, nobody was going to fork over serious money and embarrass themselves on Facebook in an ARG which had barely started yet. Predictably unrelatable people all over the world got harassed by overenthusiastic hunters. A large amount of players were unhappy with the doxing element of this clue, quit the hunt at this point, including the leader of the largest clan. The clue dragged painfully on as nothing was solved and no new clues were released, which is very true. I think it was 16 days for the next clue drop. Insider info. One of the unsolved agents is a random taxi driver who gave the hunt organizers a ride once. He isn't on any social media. Wow. They're talking about EV clan from there. So Earth. 1/5. Started off recently enough with a promotional for a C-punk artist, Lily Internet, and a hidden message in one of his songs. We end up with a picture of a Russian doll, a puzzle which has surely destroyed the sanity of some of the finest minds of our generation. The only sensible explanation for what we see is an image magic encrypted multiple times using the region option with the proverb Bible verse as the password. However, the challenge organizers didn't seem to realize that almost every version of image encrypts images differently, and there's a whole bunch of gnarly reasons that mean what works on, say, one person's Mac won't work on somebody's window machine. While the mechanism is surely simple, once you know it, this key sucks. So maybe they solved it, but don't know from that statement. But yeah, and that in of itself is a bit of a mistake, particularly when you're trying to get lay people like myself trying to figure these things out, that they don't have like a list of tools you can pull from and say, hey, you can pull from these tools to be able to decipher or solve for our puzzles. As a tool set, that is not saying all of these tools will work for all the different clues, but this is a good reference tool set point. I don't know. They're bonky. This one had a cool blockchain-related sequence to begin with, which led to a puzzle piece of a Twitter account. When assembled, this revealed a fantastic piece of art full of tantalizing clues. However, the actual solution for the key was extremely disappointing given the wealth of interesting references on the art. Yeah, so I think they did, like, some symbols is what decipherers the clue, and not necessarily the artwork of the ASAP. 5/5. Yay, this is finally a solid puzzle clue. This image contained just the right amount of information to make it fun and challenge. It was smart to get us to spam a range of email addresses and hide the solution in one of the mailer daemon bounce messages, which you can easily overlook. The best key that ST ever released. Clan. This is when things, I think, really diverge. Funny that the organizers think it's some sort of cyberpunk game when they make clues like this which involve doxing yourself to win. First pay to play and then dox to play. The guy who won just went to his local church and got obvious grannies to make up the numbers. Room. Just another physical key. Cult. 1/5. Another lame marketing key, this time involving recruiting most new hunters via SMS. These keys were clearly intended to generate interest in the hunt, but actually did the opposite, with more and more players dropping out due to the lack of good puzzles to solve. The key easily got gained by people using online services to generate hundreds of fake phone numbers before it got canceled. The organizers were actually planning to run 6 more of these keys. LOL. This is true. Global. 2/5. 45 travel snaps and the keys formed for the first letters at each of the locations. A decent idea, though in practice many embarrassing mistakes were made. A picture clearly showing Florence was tagged in Rome. Yep. Cabo San Lucas was just Lucas, alongside additional mistakes, so many that we can't remember. Yeah, there were so many issues with that, about the naming of it. Nirvana. Just another physical key. 0 knowledge. 3/5. A nice idea for a key, but the topography knowledge required was highly specialized, rolling out almost everybody playing the hunt. Furthermore, the contest had already been going on for a while before it was announced as a key, so there wasn't much time to develop the speed-ups that were asked for in the clue text. At least nobody wasted too much time on this key, apart from some Muppets who thought some graphics they found on a competition website were clues somehow. Some smart developers also got very close, but it was hard to compete so late in the contest. The philanthropy key. 4 pay-to-win keys, even if the money ended up going to charity, turned out to be a shit show as the biggest donor on week 4 apparently never received a key. Insider info. This was a bug that made it possible to prevent another clan's donation from registering under a clan. Wow. This is this, 2.5/5. Log into the video stream, view the passphrase. Not particularly creative, but not the worst one either. For the distances, I think it's for, you know, a layman's key, like baby crypto person that can still be engaged in the game and be able to solve it. But I understand for somebody who's more experienced, this is, you know, freedom, just another physical key, world Taipei. Just another physical key, extra 1,000 BTC for whoever was lucky to be in the Taipei at the time. D-Live. Watch streams of random gamers as they slowly reveal the key. A promotional stunt has some potential as some of the streamers engage with the hunt. However, on hold, they were just annoying to watch. So they weren't entertaining. I can understand that. Again, a layperson would be able to work with that. The numeric, 4 out of 5. Fun key volume, being given a series of numbers and figuring out from their properties how to turn it into a message. The Uswan was a good puzzle in the sense that there was no guessing. Every layer was logical to uncover if you look closely enough. Street, 2.5 out of 5. Yet another marketing key, although this was better conceived than the others. Surveying random people on the street is something you should get paid to do, though, as it's basically a job. It was getting ridiculous at this point to expect people to do this and still not have released proof of funds. World key, cashier 1, even more physical keys. Pair, 3.5/5. How to rate this one? The concept was great, to get two people to make the same gesture on the most antipodal points on Earth. However, the execution was extremely controversial, with the hunt organizers extend the deadline an additional day past the one set on the website. This clouded what was otherwise a very original and awesome key idea. And I think why they like this is because you don't have to dox yourself. You can cover your face, and I saw people do this, and make a gesture, and so as long as the iconography in the background was discernible, like if you were behind, on the Eiffel Tower and someone's behind, you know, I don't know, like where I was, you could make it work. STC. Nobody understood what the fuck this key was about or how we got the solution either. We just brute force numbers until we found it. A massive Paranasipo Descartes rabbit hole existed too, which was probably intentional. Checkerboard. Cool art, but overall a little too easy. Just a matter of finding the right cipher and plugging in the numbers. Okay, you guys must be really, really amazing, because I don't know anybody else who's solved it yet. Corrupted. Decent key that could be considered easy level forensics in a CTF challenge. Alright. We no longer have faith that the puzzle money exists and refuse to jump through hoops until proof of funds is demonstrated. The whole point of crypto is that these proofs are easy to create and verify. Just as you wouldn't trust a man claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, who can't even produce a valid digital signature, why should we trust a Bitcoin ARG claiming to have a huge prize that they won't show us? For a game centered around a trustless system, SC certainly requires a lot of trust and has lost ours. So the fact that I'm thinking that they've solved the Earth Key, a lot of people have theorized that maybe the Earth Key might have the public key embedded in it. Not the case. So there are none of the keys that have been released, and they stopped at the corrupted key, have demonstrated any proof of funds. And so that is a big issue. I mean, I talked about the original G, the legend Satoshi Nakamoto, aka One Flame Six, in which coin artist with John Mayer, no, Rob Meyer, I always forget the photographer that helped her. She recently sold Sunday, August 18th, the actual physical painting that she had of the crypto puzzle. And, you know, proof of funds was demonstrated. You just had to figure out the private key. And that's been consistently been the case for a lot of these crypto puzzles. Here's the public key with the funds in it. So what? You have a, that could be anybody's Bitcoin address. Here's my signature indicating a signed message that I have control of the private key. Oh, okay. And then away people go. To be this in, we're 4 months in, about to approach, you know, month 5, and not have, you know, a public funds declaration is disconcerting. I can understand why a lot of people have jumped ship. I made some mistakes in the readings here. You know, a lot of these keys I think are personally hard. But then again, I'm not a cryptographer, I'm not a developer, but I do appreciate their insights and what this client is giving about each of these keys and their levels. And really it gives a hint, which I talked about before in previous videos, about the issues I've had with the game, is the culture surrounding Bitcoin and development and cryptography is very different from the general public. And there's certain rules and certain caches that you just have to abide by. Like with any kind of grouping or culture, there's certain rules, you know. Everyone knows, like, snitches get stitches, you know. There's certain things you just don't do or certain codes. And one of them is if you're going to do a cyberpunk game, you don't want people doxing themselves. You want to keep a lot of people have anonymity. In the Bitcoin world, if you don't own the private key, you don't own your Bitcoin, so where's the Bitcoin? And the fact that if the game makers did in fact split a private key into 1,000 pieces, and at the time that the game started, that meant they could be as low as about 190 to maybe up as high as 300, depending on when they actually did the splitting, for the value of 1 million USD, that means the value of that those Bitcoins have significantly gone up since then. But we don't know that the actual key we're piecing together and that gives us access to that particular Bitcoin address actually contains that amount. It could be just one Bitcoin. And they might, in fact, just send us whatever at the end of the game is the equivalent of 1 million USD. And how pissed would you be if you get to the end of the game, you unlock the Bitcoin address, gives you access to the, you know, the Bitcoin, and you realize there's just only one in there, or a small amount that was for the splitting, and they're just going to send you whatever 1 million USD amount could be. And that could be at the end of this game, it could be 5 Bitcoin. People will be very livid. And if you think people are talking about lawyers now, they'll be screaming lawyers and across the globe and going to the courts about this. So I think it would be in the best interest, particularly now that there's a second hunt going on, team up with the Tezos Foundation for a Bitcoin address to be released by the game makers. That is what's going to get people involved. People are not going to jump in, even with them expiring all these different keys to incentivize people to jump in, or they will miss an opportunity. People are not going to jump in without proof of funds. They're just not. I'm learning, really. I don't know if I'm going to get any type of Bitcoin or prize. I'm trying to learn, build within the community, and trying to learn something from this. That is the aspect that keeps me going and finding, you know, solutions, or learning how to find solutions, or learning what the proper tools are. I would say that very early on, when this game started, there was more people willing to give assistance to noobs like me, if you will. And there was more disclosures about solving particular puzzles and games. People were a bit more open to do that because it's so early in the game. And to be perfectly honest, I, you know, always thought like with the first 100 keys or whatever, people would be more open and allow for people to engage and learn and build. Because you see that with other ARG games. There's one I follow, Mr. Robot, coming in soon, last season, this December. I actually do a podcast for that. If you're interested, I'll put a link in the show notes. Amazing show. Amazing ARG they've done since the very beginning. And if you go to the Reddit subreddit, they do break down how they find stuff, the engagement. And so that way, people like myself who don't know how to do any of those things could learn through those steps. And I'm just not quite seeing that as much any longer. And that's a little bit scary. I think people are a little bit too hoardy, too smoggish, if you will, instead of being more open and free and being like, oh no, I'm not going to completely tell you the solution, but think of it this way, like with the hint that I got about looking at it as a lyric instead of a trivia pub question. And that changed my viewpoint, and I was able to solve for the Q&A key puzzle. So I'm sorry to see this plan go. It looks like they had solved things that nobody else had done, particularly the Earth Key, which means that there's probably a lot of people out there that have, may have sold it, and the checkerboard key. So, whew, wow. You guys got some mad skills there, I'll have to say that. Or maybe the people out there are just busters. I don't know what to tell. I don't know. But hopefully these clients can jump back in with proof of funds. And I think you will see a really strong revitalization towards the game, to where people might even overlook some of the hiccups, like the doxing and the marketing stuff, if there's actual proof of funds, and they'll be like, okay, I won't go for that key, I don't like their philosophy, but I'm going to get this money. And there's plenty of times that people have done stuff where they gritted their teeth and like, I can get this money and then bounce. So yeah, that's it for this episode. I will, for any members of the Tezo community that have hopped in, and I realize this seems like a lot of negative stuff. There's good stuff in here, there's good learning. Who knows, by the time the Tezo hunt itself is up and running, maybe many of these solutions have been solved and these griefs have been bridged under the water. But I will be doing a video about the future hunt, explaining, you know, for those that are interested, you know, all the different parameters, if you will, or the different terms, for those who are not familiar, and breaking down all that and talking about the new hunt. I don't know when it does come for the September 10th, if I'm going to do videos. I'll see where things are. But I'm definitely, like, tomorrow sometime, and probably later on the week, either, I'll say later on the week, probably like Saturday, that video will drop. So my name is Hiroshi Scheib. This is Sophie's Treasure Hunters. I hope you've been, hunters out there have been informed. Have a look at this and take some analysis, take some stock, maybe email or tweet the game makers and just let them know, hey, we lost some really good hunters because of this. And I'm actually thinking about, as soon as I get some sleep, doing that and emailing them. It's like, look, you're losing a lot of good people that could contribute and make this game worthwhile simply because of a lack of proof of funds. So good luck to the hunters and clans out there on the hunt for the latest keys and the keys that have not yet been solved by your clan or your individual hunters that are out there, and on with the hunt.